Okay, today we're going to continue in the fifth parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, and we are going to learn Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So we were talking about how to be Poda Ma'aser Sheni. So there is a case where, and the way we said to do it is that you assess the value of the produce, subtracting, you know, minus the expense of picking it off of the tree and collecting it and all of that. So Aramish is going to say, and in some cases you don't subtract that amount. B'shvius, if you're being Poda Ma'aser Sheni during the Shemitah year, meaning Revai, not my Sheni, Revai, that grew during the Shemitah year, Podeu Bishavio. Then you redeem it for the full value, and you don't use the whole thing of subtracting the cost of taking it off of the tree, because during the Shemitah year, you're not allowed to work the field. So the owner of the tree doesn't have any expenses that year, so you have to redeem it at the full value. People don't hire workers to pick things for them during the Shemitah year, so there is no cost during the Shemitah year. And sometimes, even if it's a non-Shemitah year, we don't take into the cheshbon all of the expenses of being malakit. If all of the revai was hefker, meaning the owner had said that he just declared that it's all hefker, and then someone else took those revai fruits and wants to be poda those fruits, ain't lo elaschar lekita. So he can only reduce it by the cost of picking the fruit. However, all the other work that would be involved in taking the fruit from a tree to market would not be subtracted from the price of that fruit. And hapoda netarevai shelo, most of love chamishi. So if you're being poda your own netarevai, you add a fifth to it. And obviously that's assuming that there is a din of chomesh by revai. That was machlokas b'shama and b'sila that we had in Mishnah Gimel, whether there even is a din of chomesh when it comes to revai. We know there's a din of being most of chomesh when it comes to ma'aser sheni, but obviously we're assuming, like the Shita Beis Hillel, that there is a din of Chomesh. Bein Shu Shalo, Bein Shenitan Lo B'matana. And that's true whether the Revai was always yours, or whether it was something that somebody gave to you as a gift when it was still in the stage of Smadar, when it was not yet a real full fruit, and was not yet, didn't yet have the full status of Revai. But once the fruit gets to the point where it's grown and it's considered a full fruit, then it has Kedushas Revai, and you're not allowed to give it as a gift anymore, because part of its din of Kedusha is that you're not allowed to give it as a gift anymore. So over here, when it says Bein Shenita Lo B'matana, it doesn't just mean someone gave you a basket of fruits that are Revai. That would be Usr. They're not allowed to give you a basket of fruits that are Revai as a gift. What it would mean is that the person gave you a fruit that's still attached to the tree, that's still in the stage of Smadar, which is like a very early stage of the development of the budding of the fruit, and then it became a fruit that had Kedushas Revai while you were already the owner of that fruit. So you would have to be most of Chomesh when you're poda such fruits. Okay, Mishnah Vav. Now we're going to take a turn over here, because the first five Mishnayos of this parak were all about Revai, but now we're going to talk about Biur Meiser and Vidoy Meiser, and that's going to take us through the rest of the parak, which means the rest of the Masechta. Meaning a lot of times a person would have all of these maestros in his house, and he wouldn't schlep all the maestros sheni up to Yerushalayim. So there is a deadline that the Torah says, and you have to do biur by that deadline. And once you do the biur, and you say a vidoy maestros, where you basically declare that you've taken care of everything you need to take care of. So the Mishnah tells us, Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach Shel Revius Veshel Shviyas Haya Biur. When was the Shas a biur? When did you have to declare that everything was taken care of? So on Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, on Erev of the first day of Pesach, of the fourth and the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, if you have maestros that are in your house, you have to take them out before Pesach of the fourth year, before Pesach of the seventh year, and on Erev Pesach, whatever is left, you do whatever you need to do with it. And Ketzad Hayabir, what would you do? Nosin Truma Trumas Maestro Lebaylim. You'd give the Truma and the Trumas Meiser to the Kohanim, because Bailim over here means the Kohanim, because they are the Bailim of Truma. O Meiser Rishon the Bailim. You'd give all Meiser Rishon that you have lying around your house to Levim. O Meiser Ani the Bailim. And you'd give all the Meiser Ani that you have lying around your house to the Aniim. O Meiser Sheni Vabikurim Misparim B'Kol Makom. Whatever Meiser Sheni and Bikurim you have, you take out of everywhere in your house, you have to totally destroy it. Meaning, you're not going to have time to take the Meiser Sheni and the Bikurim to Yerushalayim like it's supposed to be done. and eat them before the deadline if it's already Erev Pesach of the fourth and seventh year, and that is the deadline. So just get rid of it, just destroy it, because that's the only thing you're going to be able to do with it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, well, when it comes to Bikurim, Rabbi Bikurim, the Tanu Kohanim Ketruma, no, Bikurim, you don't have to destroy, you could give them to Kohanim, just like you give Truma to a Kohanim, because the Torah calls Bikurim Truma, so the halachas of Bikurim are similar to the halachas of Truma. So just like the way to do Biur of Truma is by giving it to a Kohen, maybe the way to do Biur of Bikurim is by giving it to a Kohen. What about if you have cooked food that has ingredients that have regular chulin as well as Maaser Sheni in the ingredients, but you can't easily identify the Maaser Sheni as part of the ingredients of the food? So at Tavshil, if you have a cooked food that has some Maaser Sheni in it, and you're not going to be able to bring that whole cooked food to Yerushalayim before the Shasa Biur, so Beshamir Mitzarech Levar, so then you have to destroy the whole food because there's Maaser Sheni in there. Or Basil Hareu Kamavor. Basil says, no, it already is destroyed because the Maaser Sheni can't be easily identified in that Tavshil. So why would you need to destroy it? So just keep the cooked food and just, even after the Shasa Biur, just make sure you eat it in Yerushalayim. Meaning it doesn't mean you can just eat it outside of Yerushalayim. It still has Maaser Sheni in there. You know that it has Maaser Sheni in there. But just make sure that you eat it in Yerushalayim. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Hey, we said that when you're being poda, netar revai, during the Shemitah year, you just poda for the value, you don't subtract the cost of picking and collecting, and if everything was hefker, you can only subtract the cost of picking, but not the cost of anything else. And if you poda your own netar revai, you add a chomesh, whether it was yours always, or whether you got it at a very, very early stage, before it became a full pri. And then Mishnah Vav, we just described how to do biur maestro. So the way to do biur maestro is Erev Pesach, of the fourth and the seventh year, you take all the chum and chumas maestro, you give it to Kohanim. You take all your maestro Yishon, and you give it to Levim. You take all your maestro Ani, and you give it to poor people. And when it comes to maestro Sheni, you have to actually destroy it. When it comes to Bikur, Tanakama says to destroy it, and Rabbi Shimon says you give it to Kohanim. What if you have a cooked food that has Maaser Sheni ingredients that are unidentifiable in them, in that food? Okay, so when you have such a thing, the machlokas Beisham Beisil, where Beisham says you have to destroy it, and Beisil says no, you don't have to destroy it. You could just eat it in Yerushalayim after Yom Tov. You don't have to meet the biur deadline. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakeh Mishnah Zayin.